3325 kHz, and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellaneous, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy.
Doesn't matter what they say about us. You got me on my feels. You got me head over heels for you, for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, 'cause me and you together sounds real good. Say that you're me too. We're together here.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, Indonesia, today from Voice of Indonesia. So, how's your day so far, listeners? How's Ramadan day 19? Hopefully, your day, your Ramadan, your life in general will be always great. And let's make it greater by enjoying the program Indonesia today. And hopefully, another great thing today is the weather. Here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, just like our life, ours or mine, it remains unpredictable because sometimes it's so shiny, tends to be hot, but then it's cloudy, suddenly rainy. Well, why don't we take a look at the weather forecast taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. We start from some cities in Kalimantan Island like Pontianak and Samarinda that will be covered by cloud with temperatures ranging from 24 to 25 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Sumatra Island with the cities of Padang and Palembang. Palembang will be rainy with temperature reaching 24 degrees Celsius. A partly cloudy day is expected to happen in Padang with the temperature that may reach 24 degrees Celsius. Medan's temperature will reach 24 degrees Celsius as well, with a cloudy day predicted. It's time for me to take you to Sulawesi Island with the cities of Makassar that will be rainy. Manado will be cloudy, the thick one, with temperatures that may reach 26 degrees Celsius. Now let's go to the eastern part of Indonesia that will be rainy, such as in Jayawijaya, and then a cloudy day in Jayapura with temperature reaching 27 degrees Celsius. Another city in the eastern part of Indonesia, we have a cloudy day in Manokwari, Mataram, and then Merauke, Nabire, with temperatures ranging from 27 to 28 degrees Celsius. Getting closer to Java Island, with the cities of Semarang, that will be cloudy, the thick one, cloudy day in Serang, and then Yogyakarta will expect a rainy day, the light one, and Jakarta will be covered by cloud with a temperature reaching 25 degrees Celsius. That's it for Wednesday, March 19, 2025. If you happen to be in Indonesia, hopefully you can anticipate the weather. Don't forget to bring along your umbrella if needed, or sunscreen, any other accessories or sun creams to be applied to protect us from the possible weather. Well, listeners, there is a lot more when we return, so stick around, don't go anywhere. After we play you a song that will make your day so bright despite the gloomy, rainy day probably in your place. A song which is the theme song of Asian Games 2018, performed by Indonesia's most talented singers. This is a song of encouragement for the competing athletes and people of Asia alike. Let this be a powerful reminder that in our differences, we have the same purpose, namely to show the world what energy of Asia is all about and give the best in the competition at a time in Asian Games 2018. This is Bright as the Sun.
Kuatkan hatimu, berikan energi di dalam semangatmu. Tegaklah berdiri, terbanglah kau tinggi. Inilah saatnya namamu bergema. Maknai kekalahan sebagai
at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesian government keeps on showing its serious care for Palestinians. Even the government also continuously supports Palestine by sending humanitarian assistance and many more. According to Director of the Middle East at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ahrul Sani Faturrahman, politically, Indonesian government supports Palestine in international forums. He has also his response related to the serious support of Indonesian government to Palestine.
Last February 26, we already launched the national campaign with the theme of Indonesia for Palestine, Solidarity, Real Action, and New Hope. So this launch of the national campaign was involving more than 33 Indonesian NGOs active in humanitarian assistance. So actually we already get some information that some hope. Other Indonesia humanitarian organization also has their own initiative, such as Basnas. They have initiative to build the Indonesian village in Gaza. And from Mercy, they will also renovate the structure in Indonesian hospital in North Gaza. So this is in terms of humanitarian assistance, along with the continuous distribution of the emergency humanitarian. But from our side, from the government, politically, of course, we will continue to support the cause of Palestinian in all forum that we have access, bilaterally, multilaterally, and also with cooperation with many stakeholders under the UN, such as the UN OCHA or UNRWA. And bilaterally, we will also plan for the Palestinians to cooperate them the capacity building program, economic development program, and also collaborative.
For more details, tune into VOI Talk, Building Hope in Gaza, available on YouTube channel VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, the fasting month of Ramadan has many virtues and privileges that are not owned by other months. The month of Ramadan was chosen by Allah, by the God, to be ordered to carry out fasting as was ordered to the Ummah of the previous prophets. So the Muslim has the virtues of the earlier Ummah who believed and devoted to Allah. And there are 10 meanings of the month of Ramadan, namely, first, Shahr al-Quran, or the month of Quran, because it was in this month that the Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. In addition, other holy books, the Psalms, the Torah, and the Bible were also sent down in the same month. Then, Shahr al-Shiyam, or the month of obligatory fasting. Since only Ramadan is a month in which Muslims are required to fast for the whole month. Then we have Shahr al-Tilawah, or the month of reading Quran. Because in this month, Jibril met the Prophet to recite the Quran with the Prophet from beginning to end. And the fourth one is Ramadan is Shahrul Maghfirah, which is the month full of forgiveness. Whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and expects a reward, his past sins will surely be forgiven. Then Ramadan is Shahr al-Rahmah, or a month full of abundant mercy from Allah, from the God. Ramadan is also Shahr al-Najat, or month of liberation from the torment of hell. Allah promises forgiveness of sins and liberation from the torment of hellfire for those who fast because of faith and only hope for His pleasure. The seventh one, Ramadan, is Shahr al-Id, or the month that ends with a feast. Ramadan is greeted with joy and ends with Eid al-Fitr celebrations, which are full of happiness too. And the eighth one, Ramadan, is Shahr al-Jud, the month of generosity. This month, Muslims are encouraged to give a lot of charity, especially to ease the burden on the needy and poor. Ramadan is Shahr al-Shabr, or month of patience, because of fasting trains a person to behave patiently, have a big heart, and withstand trials. The last one, Ramadan, is Shahr Allah, or the month of Allah, because in it, Allah multiplies the reward for fasting people. Well, what an amazing meaning and virtue of the month of Ramadan indeed. Ramadan is not just about holding back the thirst, the hunger, the emotion. It's beyond that. So let's keep increasing our faith, our religious activities, not only refrain from eating, drinking, getting angry. Just be a good Muslim and do as much, as many as good deeds as possible. Well, listener, to bring more Ramadan vibe, let's enjoy a religious song from Indonesian male singer Budi Doremi with Ramadan Penuh Cinta or Ramadan Full of Love taken from 2024. Have a listening.
Malam seribu bulan yang selalu ku rindukan, bulan berkah dan penuh ampunan. Selamat datang marhaban ya Ramadan. Kita akan berpuasa berlapar lapar dahaga.
Culture. Legacies of glorious traditions were folk tales that regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries. Yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world-famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. For the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta.
Word of the day. Once the sail is luffing, we must sail away from the dock. A quote by Kapitan Fatimura. The quote means, once we made a decision, we must follow through. That's a quote by Thomas Matulesi, as known as Kapitan Patimura. He's a national hero from Saparua, Maluku, Indonesia. When the war broke against the Dutch colonizer in 1917, the kings, the kapitan or captains, customary chiefs, and the people appointed Patimura as the leaders and commander of war for his experience and chivalrous soul. As a leader, Patimura successfully coordinated the government activities, led the people, managed education, provided food, and built fortresses. This charismatic personality is also known for his cunningness and ability to gather great powers of Maluku people, which successfully halted the Dutch movement. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Di sini usahamu
aku merasa tak akan mampu melewati beratnya hari.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigaligali, a unique wooden doll from Tomok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigaligali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigaligali
is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Cikale-Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Cikale-Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Cikale-Gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Cikale-Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Cikale-Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Cikale-Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Cikale-Gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our oldest Cikale-Gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Cikale-Gale statues that we can see today at the Cikale-Gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Cikale-Gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Cikale-Gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat. Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloths. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different, both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Cikale-Gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
Kami dari kota
Subulussalam. We are from the city of Subulussalam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Maluku entitled Hela Rotan. The song Hela Rotan tells the story of a Moluccan folk game. In this game, the players will pull the rotan until it breaks, which is accompanied by music from Java. The lyrics, the rotan has broken the ends of the two bakudapa, or when the rotan has broken, the two tips of the rotan must meet, means that although sometimes they have to compete, they all stay united. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Maluku Province, Indonesia, entitled Hela Rotan by Tania. Happy listening. Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Mahmoud Al-Habbas, the Palestinian President Special Envoy for Religious Affairs, delivered a special message from Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Tuesday. The Palestinian envoy, who is also the top Islamic law judge at a Palestinian authority, lauded Indonesia for its perseverance in advocating for the independence of the Palestinian people amid global uncertainties. He also spoke highly of President Prabowo, expressing optimism that the head of state will ensure Indonesia remains steadfast in its commitment to playing strategic role in the Palestinian cause. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Investment and Downstreaming, Todo Tua Pasaribu, said on Tuesday, the central government has been consistently implementing program to help restore market trust. Regarding the weakening of the Jakarta Composite Index on the Indonesia Stock Exchange, he explained that many factors, both domestic and global, influenced the market. However, he assured the public that the government is consistently planning and executing programs, as well as making efforts to accelerate and promote investment in downstreaming. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menerus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Perjumpaan kita
ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita
ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita. Sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku,
kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu perjumpaan kita,
terpikat
tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoreh terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita,
tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu,
terbangun terbangun kurasa diriku jikala perjumpaan kita.
Hatiku tergoreng
terjaga
hatimu
jikala perjumpaan kita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku jatuh bangun dan jatuh dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam, dan hampir-hampir ku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku, kau tunjukkan